Emmy Award winner Kira Sedgwick makes her Williamstown Theater Festival debut in the world premiere of a play by Pulitzer Prize winner William Inge. Off the Main Road was, until recently, a lost work among Inge's canon. Found and reintroduced by the Inge Estate in 2008, Broadway veterans Estelle Parsons and Becky Ann Baker co-star in the production and join us this morning. Estelle Parsons is a five-time Tony nominee. She most recently appeared on Broadway in Nice Work If You Can Get It and The Velocity of Autumn. She worked as a singer with a band before she became the first women's editor on The Today Show in 1952. She won an Oscar for her performance as Blanche Barrow in Bonnie and Clyde. The following year, she garnered an Academy Award nomination for her performance in Rachel, Rachel. On television, she's perhaps best remembered as Roseanne and Jackie's mother on Roseanne. Becky Ann Baker is a fixture here at Williamstown. This is her 14th season. She made her Broadway debut in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. She's also appeared in Broadway's Titanic, A Streetcar Named Desire, All My Sons, Assassins, and The Sisters Rosenzweig. She may be best known for her portrayal of Jean Weir on Freaks and Geeks, and currently as Lena Dunham's mom in HBO's Girls. Off the Main Road opens on the Williamstown main stage tomorrow night and runs through July 19th. It's a great pleasure to welcome Estelle Parsons and Becky Ann Baker to the roundtable this morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a great pleasure. Estelle, let us begin with you because you're pretty much here for the whole season.
Just two things. After this, the musical Unknown Soldier.
So what is it like to set up shop for a little while anyway?
Oh, it's wonderful. I've only been here once before. I did one play in the Nikos many, many years ago. So I'm very happy to be back with Becky and, you know, a lot of old friends. It's wonderful.
I saw you here in Mother of Invention.
That's right. Alex Gersten's play, yes.
Beautiful show.
Yeah.
And, of course, you are the veteran. This is your 13th season.
It's actually my 14th season, but my first season was 30 years ago. 1985 was my first season. So the seasons that I'm not here, I actually come up and see other friends in shows or sometimes spend the season because my husband's doing something. So it's the 14th season thing is deceptive.
So what comes first, the decision that you want to come back, or is it for a specific piece of work?
I think a little of both. This summer, Mandy gave me a call and she said, the part's really small, but I think you'd really enjoy it. And I have, of course. It's just lovely to be up here.
What do you look for? Were you looking for a particular part or were you looking for a place to hang your hat for a little bit?
No. I certainly had other plans to be in my own summer house, which I never seemed to get to. But I just couldn't resist it. I wanted to be with all these wonderful people, and I was interested in the new musical, and now I'm always interested in Inge when Becky says, small part. But, you know, there are no small parts with William Inge. They're all just incredible. So we're having a wonderful time.
And this is a work that has been rediscovered. So what is it like as a cast to rediscover it?
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. I mean, it's to me, it's a new play. I think to most of the people who are doing it, it's a new play, even though it's a play from the 60s. And what I think most of after these two and a half weeks is what a great, great playwright he was. My character and the other actors I've talked to just say the same thing, that he writes such true and deep and profound people that you just constantly dig and dig at them, and they're always rewarding and challenging.
And Becky, what's it like for you?
Oh, I think the play has surprised all of us because, you know, you think of it as something that was written in the 60s, was never produced as on stage, and yet it is constantly revealing itself. Every time we run through it, there are things I haven't heard in that way before. It's a large drama in a sense that so much happens. It's a very active play and a lot of coming and going, and yet very emotionally rich and deep and like Estelle says, very true.
Isn't that what a place like this, a place like Williamstown, can kind of do best to sort of explore something like that?
Yeah, I mean, what's great about Williamstown as well is we have the wealth of these wonderful apprentices and interns and this large kind of army of people that can help us actually, you know, do a play of this size. And the set is kind of fascinating and all those wonderful elements. You can't possibly imagine getting this kind of work done in a short amount of time. And then they'll do it again with each, you know, subsequent performance or a play that comes after this one. So it's pretty great.
And it's amazing that you've been able to pull it off in such a short period of time.
Yeah, yeah. And yet I think it's going to be a richly rewarding play for people to see.
And being
it's nice that there are a lot of people in it, you know. Yeah. New people keep coming in, and how often do you go to a play these days where you look at the program, there's two people in it, you know, and then in this play, two come in, then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and all really exciting, different people. I mean, some of the scenes, I don't think anybody's ever seen anything like them before. It's just a very original play, whenever it was written, a truly original play. Don't you think so?
I agree. Yeah. I wish that he was around to be able to see it, because he never got to see a stage production of it, you know.
It went on television, and
and then he rewrote it for the stage, and at that part of his career, I guess, he was having trouble getting people to get behind him. So he never did have a production of this particular play on stage. So we're the world premiere.
Yeah.
We are the first cast to do it.
Does that give a strange sense of that you owe the playwright something? There's a responsibility that comes
I think that the best of it is that our audiences will get to come see a new William Inge play that's never been done before, never been seen before, and that's actually an amazing thing that we're being able to give them.
What do you, this is sort of going back to an earlier question, but what do you look for in a part now? What are you looking for?
I am always looking for something that I haven't played before. You know, I don't ever want to repeat myself. So I always look for something I think, whoa, I don't know who that woman is. I've never tried that before. And this one is amazing me. I mean, she's just a mass of nerves. And I couldn't be less a mass of nerves than anyone. So it's just amazing what pops out when we're up there. I love it. And I love working with Becky. We did Good People together in New York, and she's just great.
We have a lot of fun. We really do.
It seems like you two would be fun.
Yeah, we are fun. A lot of fun.
You started, and I knew this, but I guess I forgot, and I was watching some of the tape last night, but you were on television as the first Today Show editor. Women's editor.
Yeah, I was on the one of eight people who put together that show before it was on the air, you know, and we hired Garraway. We looked at all these comics and hired Garraway and the other people. And then I was in the news department. I did all of features, literary features, fashion features, introduced Givenchy to America. And it was pioneer days in TV, you know, it was really wonderful. And I was with NBC for 5 years. But the funny thing is, I never wanted to have a TV career. And I was getting more and more successful. I was in the NBC Bubblegum series. And when I looked back at some of that stuff in an old scrapbook that I have, I thought, isn't that weird? You're getting to be successful in TV and you just say, oops, don't want to do that. But, you know, TV was new and in those days, and it wasn't hard for me to make that decision because I wanted to go on the stage.
And if you look at the timeline, then 10 years later, you win an Academy Award.
Oh, it's amazing. But that's what I always wanted to do, just to be on the stage, because I was in community theater when I was a kid. And I really love it. It's exciting. I always said I never watch the clock if I'm in rehearsal. And every other thing I do in my life, I'm watching the clock.
Wow.
And for you, what brought you to Williamstown 30 years ago?
I had done the original cast of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and Carol Hall, who had written the music and lyrics, had a musical that Geraldine Fitzgerald was directing here. We had workshopped it in the city, and Nikos gave us a spot to do it here at the festival. So I came up as one of the, I was already an Equity actress. I'd already been doing things in New York. And so it was just, I had never been up here, and the first day I drove up with Geraldine and Carol Hall, Hall, and we pulled up, and on the lawn, learning their lines together, was Karen Allen and Christopher Reeve at the height of their fame. And I literally thought, where on earth have I arrived? You know, this is amazing.
And then since then, has it always been looking for the work, or looking for work on stage and then whatever else could sort of fill in the blanks?
You know, I think we all are always looking for work. I mean, you know, actors are, we don't really know. We're self-employed and we don't really know all the time what's ahead. But I think that, you know, you have your, it's a roller coaster ride. It's never an upward climb. You have your good days, your bad days, your good years, your bad years. And so you look for roles, but you also just hope for the best because you never know.
Yes, but you know, Becky's in this TV series, Girls. She's right on top of things with, what's her name, Lena?
Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Lena Dunham. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't mean to diminish.
She's busy in every medium. Yeah. She's going off to do an independent film at the end of the summer, too.
We're just...
Your agent.
Yeah, yeah, I know. This yeah. is great.
How did Girls come about? Because this, did you have any idea that this would become what it is, and become what it is for you, for your character, that is just so rich and wonderful?
No to some of those questions, but I had done Freaks and Geeks for Judd Apatow. So when he asked me to do the pilot, he and Lena asked me, I didn't have to audition, which was lovely. And, you know, he's been my producer. I've been working for him since 1999. So I essentially call him boss. I just, you know, I'm in a film called Trainwreck that's coming out in July that Judd directed as well. So I knew when Judd was attached to it that it was going to be something kind of special, but I had no idea that we'd be shooting season 5 this many years later, and that they would write for my character in such a wonderful way.
And how much of it is that ensemble? How much of it is Judd? And how much of it is just the power of Lena Dunham?
Well, I think Lena Dunham, Lena is our producer, our writer, our director, our star. And in every single case, she is our leader. And Judd oversees everything, but it's Lena Dunham. Lena Dunham, you know, she's amazing. She's a remarkable young woman.
So to play her mom isn't bad.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. We really do.
And you got to play Roseanne's mom.
I know. Yeah, that was a little bit different, I think.
Well, I have two questions about that. One, I guess, is that after all the success that you'd had in film and on the stage, is it weird to then go into something like that and have that what many people know you from?
No, I had a child, and he had serious difficulties growing up. So I had to stop working on the stage for several years, which kind of broke my heart. And then they called and said, this is the number one show. Do you want to do it? And I said, sure. So I would only go to California on Monday and come back on Friday about 1 week a month. And then my husband, of course, would come home from his law office to bond with our son. If I were home, he would not have come home so early. So it just worked out with all my family problems great and kept me busy, you know, at a time when I couldn't really do 8 shows a week because I needed to be with my kid.
And did you enjoy the work?
Oh, loved it. She was wonderful. She, you know, I've worked with Jackie Gleason and all those great comic people and Bert Lahr originally. They're, you know, some are one way and some are another. Some like sycophants and some like to be with really good people. And she loved to be with really good people. You know, we had John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf, and everybody who came on that program was really good at what they did, Red Buttons, myself included.
I love how you got Bert Lahr in there. That is so cool.
It always amazes me. Estelle's career is constantly astonishing, you know. I mean, I told we have a young apprentice who's playing a nun, and not to give anything away, but Estelle has a scene with this apprentice that was cast, and I said, you realize your first scene on an Equity stage is with an Academy Award winner. She was like, don't make me any more nervous.
What do you look, as I mentioned when we were talking about your career and what you look for in a role, I mean, is there anything still out there you say, oh, God, I'd still love to do that?
No, N-O, no. I've done it all. I've been there. I've done that. nothing to look forward to in that way. Other things, I'm interested, you know, I'm interested in mentoring young people and moderating at the Actors Studio. I don't like to call it teaching because it isn't quite like that. But I love looking at theater and thinking about it and talking to it. And that makes me very happy these days. There's really nothing more that I want to do as an actor.
That must be a really nice place to be, though.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Perfect. Best time of my life.
Well, it is great to see you both. William Inge's Off the Main Road opens on the Williamstown main stage tomorrow night. It runs through July 19th. Estelle Parsons and Becky Ann Baker, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have you both.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.